KLM-787, has long been considered one of the safest and most modern long-haul aircraft in Europe. But that's only on paper. Because recently, a maintenance engineer discovered a fuel leak located right next to high-voltage wiring, which could cause the wing to catch fire mid-air at an altitude of 10,000 meters. But upon closer inspection, they found errors that were far more dangerous. So why did Boeing still allow these aircraft to leave the factory without re-inspection? Is this just an isolated mistake? Or does the KLM 787 actually have many violations but is still allowed to fly? All will be revealed in today's video. KLM 787 was once seen as an icon of modern aviation, long-haul smooth, fuel-efficient, and operated by one of Europe's most reliable airlines. For years, it was KLM's pride and the top choice for intercontinental journeys. But then during a routine inspection that seemed like a formality, engineers discovered details that even they couldn't believe. The first discovery was a fuel leak in the wing compartment. Faint moisture appeared at the connection point between the fuel valve and the pressure distributor located right next to the wiring cluster that powers the air conditioning and anti-icing systems. This is one of the most sensitive areas in the entire aircraft structure. An engineer confirmed just one spark at this point, and the risk of an uncontrollable fire spreading within the wing structure is entirely possible. The leak didn't drip, but spread slowly along a crack around the fuel line. A lightweight aluminum alloy pipe manufactured at Boeing's Charleston factory. This is also the facility previously accused of skipping steps in the inspection process, omitting material ultrasound testing. According to an internal report, 6 out of 7 aircraft inspected had micro leaks at the exact same location. Not an operational error, not a maintenance error. All 6 had been maintained according to the technical documentation issued by Boeing itself. This means the error wasn't at the operational level. It originated in the design or the production line, or both. And those aircraft, before being grounded, had all been used in commercial operations. The story doesn't end there. The second error lay deeper, in the engine. On November 19th, 2023, KLM flight KL871 from Amsterdam to Osaka had to turn back after 43 minutes due to abnormal engine vibration. A metallic screech lasted over 25 seconds, and the entire cockpit recorded vibration levels exceeding the standard. The 787 made an emergency landing. The inspection revealed a turbine shaft misalignment of 0.03 msimis, a small number, but at a rotation speed of over 10,000 RPM. This misalignment was enough to cause imbalance, generate localized heat, and potentially lead to a turbine explosion if prolonged. An engineer said, if the aircraft hadn't turned back early, no one could guarantee what would have happened in the air. This engine assembly was less than 18 months old. No warnings, no signs of wear, and it had passed all of Boeing's certification steps. So why did the error still occur from 2018 to 2020? ANA Norwegian Air and Air New Zealand had grounded numerous 787s due to similar issues with the Trent 1000 engine. Boeing at the time promised the issue was fully resolved. But with KLM, the problem returned, as if it had never been addressed. Not only that, even more serious errors continued to emerge. The third error involved the fire detection system in the cargo hold. On at least three flights, the smoke sensors triggered continuous warnings despite no heat or fire. All three flights had to turn back for inspection, concluding it was a sensor error. But instead of replacing them, the technical team chose a simpler solution, disabling the entire fire warning system in the lower hold. The aircraft continued to take off as usual. No passengers were informed. No notes were recorded in the post-flight reports. If a real fire had occurred, there would be no alarm, no signal, no time to react. In less than 8 minutes, a fire from the lower hold could engulf the entire cabin floor. Notably, this isn't just KLM's problem. The smoke detection system supplied by Boeing for the 787 had been reported for high false alarm rates since 2020. Qatar Airways, LATAM, and ANA had all requested replacements. In response, Boeing only issued a technical bulletin. No recall, no mandatory upgrades. Boeing knew the system was faulty, but when the sensors gave false alarms, they didn't fix it. They simply disabled the entire system. You wouldn't believe it, but the errors don't stop there. The fourth error was found in the midsection of the aircraft emergency exit door number 3. During an internal safety drill in February 2024, a technician discovered that emergency exit door number 3 couldn't fully open when the aircraft was in a power loss mode. The handle worked, the mechanical lock released, but the door only opened partially before stopping. By design, the emergency exit door on the Boeing 787 uses a dual mechanism, electric and manual opening. If the two mechanisms are not synchronized, the system locks to prevent unintended pressure release. But in a power loss scenario, when pressure is already zero, the door should open fully. It didn't. No warning was issued. No emergency instructions were provided in the accompanying technical documentation. Just a brief note from the maintenance team. Mechanical action not completed. Under normal conditions, this might be a minor issue. But in a mid-cabin fire scenario, with thick smoke and passengers rushing to the center, this is the only exit at the critical point. If the door jams, dozens of people could be trapped. Notably, this door's locking mechanism was produced by a subcontractor in Italy, a company investigated in 2019 for manufacturing bearings with incorrect dimensions, causing similar issues on some 777 aircraft. Internal documents show Boeing was aware of potential desynchronization between mechanical and electrical systems during power loss, but no technical updates were sent to airlines. The doors were still approved, the aircraft was still delivered, and those doors, to this day, are still flying. But the door isn't the only component malfunctioning in an emergency. When the door doesn't open in time, people look for light. But the lighting on the Boeing 787 is another story. During an internal training flight in late 2024, the crew noticed that the LED emergency lighting system didn't operate synchronously across the cabins. The front cabin lit up 2 to 3 seconds earlier, the mid-cabin flickered intermittently, and the rear cabin was completely dark for the first 7 seconds. This lighting system is programmed to activate automatically when the aircraft loses power, helping passengers navigate in darkness or smoke. But when the lights are out of sync, everything becomes chaotic. In a simulated evacuation test, 15 participants ran in the wrong direction because the mid-cabin lights hadn't turned on in time. The results were clearly documented. The risk of trampling pushing and loss of behavioral control increased significantly. The issue wasn't the light intensity, but the signal delay between independent lighting controllers in the cabin. An engineer said, "We don't understand why the lighting system wasn't synchronized from the manufacturer." To date, Boeing has not issued an official technical response. No software updates. No temporary handling instructions. The error is still classified as not affecting operational capability. In the cabin, passengers might be confused by the lighting, but in the cockpit, pilots face something more dangerous: cold. Not an air conditioning issue, not a settings error, but a genuine technical problem. On at least two KLM flights, the cockpit temperature dropped below 10 degrees Celsius while cruising at ascent 35,000 feet. The drop wasn't caused by the external environment. It stemmed from a high-pressure, cold air leak right behind the cockpit partition, where the air conditioning air supply and pressurization systems connect. The cold air leaked in cycles with the pressurization. Not strong, not overwhelming, but enough to make the controls icy, the screens foggy, and the pilots' faces start to lose sensation. The pilots could still operate, but no one knows how long they sat in a state of slight shivering with slowed reflexes. According to maintenance records, the auxiliary pressurization system on some 787s had been adjusted for rubber seal issues. But for KLM's aircraft, no updates were applied. No warnings were issued when the temperature dropped below the allowable threshold. One crew wrote in their report, "We didn't fall asleep because our hands were too cold to grip the throttle." And the final question is no longer, where is the error? But rather, if the pilots lose focus for just 5 minutes, what will happen? The errors mentioned, from fuel leaks, engine vibrations, to jammed doors, out-of-sync lights, or abnormally cold cockpits, are serious enough to put any airline in an emergency state. But the most terrifying thing isn't the technical issues. It's the fact that all these errors appeared simultaneously across multiple aircraft with the same characteristics. And when the engineering team traced back to the source, they realized a chilling truth: the errors didn't originate with KLM. They began at the very place where the aircraft was born. The technical errors in KLM's 787 fleet didn't appear randomly. They weren't due to individual operations or the aircraft being in service too long. They repeated: same location, same structure, same manufacturer. And they all led back to one place: Charleston, South Carolina. This is Boeing's main assembly plant for the 787, a facility built not to improve quality control, but to speed up production, to meet thousands of orders after the Dreamliner was launched as a technological dream. But in Charleston, the dream began to crack. One 787 left the line with seats misaligned. Another had an electrical cluster near the cargo hold improperly secured. The one delivered to KLM, according to internal records, had bolts not tightened enough at the crew seat base, a point that endures constant vibration during landings. When KLM's maintenance engineers reported these anomalies, they discovered something this wasn't the first time. All the errors had been mentioned in internal complaint reports since 2019, but were classified as non-critical errors. No one fixed them. No one acknowledged them. And the aircraft was still allowed to fly. The more serious issue lies in something invisible to the naked eye: composite materials. The Boeing 787's body is made of synthetic carbon fiber, a lightweight, durable material that's nearly rust-proof. But the properties of composites also make them dangerous. If there's an internal flaw, It can't be detected by the naked eye or external inspection. At KLM, during in-depth ultrasound inspections, the technical team found micro cracks at the junction between the body and the wing. The cracks weren't large, but were located in the main load-bearing adhesive layer, where if they spread a few more millimeters, the entire load-bearing structure of the aircraft would be compromised. Boeing had known about the potential for material defects. Two suppliers in Italy and Japan were internally flagged as high-quality risk since 2021. But due to delivery pressures, the materials were still used. After all, the most terrifying thing is still Boeing's attitude. They didn't deny the errors, but they delayed fixes. And more importantly, they stayed silent.
I found gaps exceeding the specification that were not properly addressed 98.7% of the time. I want to repeat that. 98.7% of the time, the gaps that they were supposed to be shimmed, they were not shimmed.
When the smoke sensors gave false alarms in 2020, Boeing only issued an internal advisory, no need to replace just monitor. No recall, no passenger warnings. With the Trent 1000 engine issues, multiple airlines had reported cracked turbines. But Boeing continued deliveries as long as no specific incidents occurred. One engineer whistleblower claimed some errors were bundled to avoid issuing formal warnings. Boeing didn't fix immediately. They waited. They avoided. Until Boeing's aircraft encountered even more serious mistakes. This time, the error wasn't in the factory. It happened right at the airport, in the maintenance hangar, by the hands of the engineers themselves. During a routine inspection in early May, KLM's engineering team discovered that seven Boeing 787s were being maintained using technical documentation for the 7777. No one noticed. All procedures, from removing fuel valves to calibrating pressure, were performed according to the specifications of an entirely different system. Torque tightening points were incorrect. Inspection cycles missed steps. Most critically, the fuel pressure valve assembly was installed according to a design not meant for the 787. For 2 weeks straight, pilots reported a burning smell in the cockpit. The control panel showed no warnings. The system didn't report leaks. Only upon direct inspection did they find moisture spreading around the high-voltage wiring cluster, exactly where a single spark could ignite the wing compartment. How could Boeing overlook the fact that an engine for a 787 was assembled with components, procedures, and documentation meant for a 777? The issue is that those flights still took off regularly until the day they couldn't take off anymore because of the negligence of the very place that produced them. On May 14th, Schiphol Airport fell into unusual chaos. That morning, KLM abruptly grounded its entire Boeing 787 fleet for emergency inspections following a series of serious technical discoveries. No announcement, no warning, no explanation. 650 passengers at the International Departure Terminal only knew their flights were indefinitely delayed. No announcements over the speakers, no messages from the airline, no one appeared to explain why. On the digital boards, flights to New York, Shanghai, and Mexico City disappeared one by one, without reason, without replacements. People sat on the floor. Some cried, some frantically called, searching for usher staff. But the service counters were empty. Every question was left unanswered. Some passengers tried to approach the maintenance area on the west side of the airport, where the faulty 7A7s were reportedly held. Security blocked them. The doors were sealed shut. Reporters from two Dutch television stations at the scene were also denied access. When contacting KLM, they received just one line: internal technical issue not affecting flight safety. But everyone knew this technical issue wasn't caused by KLM. All the aircraft being disassembled out there were delivered from the same place, the same factory, and the same corporation that once promised the Dreamliner was the future of modern aviation. More than a decade after being launched as an icon of modern aviation technology, the Boeing 787 is revealing cracks not only in its material structure, but in its entire system of design, production, and technical oversight. From fuel leaks, misaligned turbines, disabled fire sensors, jammed emergency doors, out of sync lights, to abnormally cold cockpits, all signs indicate these are no longer isolated incidents. When the same aircraft model repeats the same chain of errors across multiple airlines in multiple places over multiple years, the question is no longer, is this aircraft safe, but rather, from start to finish, who signed the paper allowing it to take off? And while passengers still board planes every day, buckling their seatbelts, pilots putting on headsets, and ground crews counting down to departure. Somewhere, there are still Dreamliners carrying flaws that even the manufacturer has never truly stopped to inspect. If you find this video interesting, don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. To not miss the next exciting content, please share your opinions in the comments section. Thank you for watching. And don't forget, what we share in this video is for reference and analysis from various perspectives. Please combine it with other sources of information for a more comprehensive and objective view.